The Big Bash League is in full swing and the Hurricanes aren't doing too badly for a change. We're not doing so well at turning up at the matches. But it takes a lot to put the show on, and one of the jobs is, well, quite strange, which is choosing every single bit of music you hear when you're at Belrive Oval. And the person who does that is musician Dean Stevenson. G'day, Dean.
G'day.
How do you get that gig?
Crazy. I was asked a while ago to actually create the Hurricanes theme song, which is the one they play when they win, and only when they win. And through that process, I ended up being the music managing person for them.
So that's your song?
That's right.
When they win.
I wrote that with the team. They were singing something in the change room, which they kind of videoed on a phone. They sent me that, and then I came and met the team. We talked, we wrote, and then we created that.
Did you kind of go with the general triumphant vibe of most successful team theme songs, or did you add a bit of singer-songwriter uncertainty to it to create
some poetry? It's pretty certain. It's the old kind of wartime thing. So it's a really old melody that's in everyone's brains. So it's easy to catch on to, and it's just sticking the Hurricanes words over the top.
So how does it work at Big Bash in terms of the song? Because do players choose the song they like to hear as they walk out? Do you get a list from every one of their songs?
There is a list of tunes that were probably chosen a few seasons ago that are kind of cool songs to walk out to. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of songs that are on there kind of by committee almost. They decide what songs are their brand, like the Heat, the Sixers, all the other teams around Australia will have certain songs, like they'll have an EDM theme or a rock theme, and they won't go into other areas. No one does jazz, funnily enough. But with the Hurricanes, I have certain songs that really
and
work.
And now it's the Melbourne Munsters.
And it's important to get things that really get a crowd going. And in Tassie, it's a really one-eyed crowd. Like in Melbourne, you've got a couple of teams, Sydney, a couple of teams, so you can get a mix. But in Tassie, it's all Hurricanes fans. And there's a certain demographic, a certain listenership, if you like, here. So a certain kind of song works well.
So you don't play much music for the other team then? You just go, it's all pro Hurricanes?
No, like when the other team gets sixes, you can play like the sound of crickets and tumbleweeds.
Do you really?
Well, sometimes, just as a bit of a joke. But that is poor sportsmanship, so it's fun. It's good to be fun all the time as well.
When you, in terms of like just the logistics of playing the songs, like what's in front of you? What are you looking at in terms of where you're choosing the songs from?
Well, there's a couple of laptops in front of me and a mixing desk, and I'm out on a little bench looking at the crowd, like the same kind of camera deck, really, as a TV cameras.
And is it a pre-chosen set of songs, or are you going, oh, this moment, there's an Eagles song that's perfect for this?
We arrange things for, like, some things for the kind of the underscores during the overs, some things for end of overs, pre-match, post-match, and the kind of obviously the Hurricane theme song. So it's you have everything kind of at your fingertips, ready to hit it at a moment's notice, because sometimes there's an instant six or an instant wicket or instant something else. And the toughest thing is to be quick on kind of knowing where all the songs are, but also you're trying to do two things, which is excite the crowd and make an atmosphere, but you're also wanting to be the voice of the crowd as well, kind of to help rally the players on the field and to give make the people who are there feel like it's their atmosphere, and I'm not just trying to play loud music at them all the time.
Do you edit everything so that you're always dropping into the right part of the song?
Yeah, always dropping into the big moment. Yeah, it's kind of like that you know, basketball thing, which is where that whole theory of music, dum 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 dum, and the stomp stomp clap, all that sort of things comes from.
Do you think, is there a part of you that would like to actually live be able to just be playing the mood of the audience?
I could think of nothing kind of more nightmarish than trying to do that live. That would be just crazy. How could you possibly?
Didn't they do that in the basketball though with the organ? Wasn't that originally surely someone doing?
Might
that
have been,
stuff?
But all I've ever known. Maybe it's my age. I've only ever known it as a pre-record.
As a gig, like how? I mean, you have to be presumably tied to that laptop for the whole match, are you?
The whole match. As if you watch a BBL game, like there is a music or a sound effect for nearly every single moment apart from spin bowl overs. So you essentially have to be in the seat at the laptop for every single 10-second period for the entire match. And now we're doing double headers, so we're doing WBBL and then a quick break and then BBL. So from like 10 o'clock in the morning until 10:30 at night, you're sat in front of one laptop with a 20-minute break in the middle.
You're listening to Dean Stevenson. He is the person who chooses and plays every single piece of music you hear when you're at the Big Bash League live, which is a pretty massive responsibility in terms of the vibe. When the game slumps, what kind of choices do you make with the music? Because it's a bit like when a party drops. If you play really upbeat tracks, it's the wrong thing. Do you have to kind of get back under the audience and
totally, and give them like the things where they can clap to or sing to kind of have them be engaged and do something physical and kind of connect with the game again, as opposed to wandering off into their watches. Yeah, you're right. The big songs are too big, so finding songs either are suiting the mood and then lift them into like an interactive moment, so they can feel like they've got something to do and something to pay attention to.
Have you had moments where you've thought you were doing that, but it didn't take off?
Oh, totally. Yeah, yeah. Mostly you take your cue from the crowds, and sometimes they get it wrong. You can hear people clapping, or they're doing their own kind of excitement. So you just let them do it, let them go, and then you go, "I'll join in and help." And then, that just shut that down.
Because when I was a kid at the cricket, you know, we'd do all that ourselves. You do the and there was all the chants, the Ooh Ah Glenn McGrath chant, you know, it's a classic. Mm. With Big Bash, if the entertainment's provided by you, does that stifle some of that?
I think it does in a way. And there are some basic kind of clap chants and so forth that come on from the crowd. But those kind of Ooh Ah chants, maybe they belong to Test cricket still, but they don't really exist in the BBL because it is essentially a loud environment. We're walking into an amplified place.
And you're surrounded by that sound all the time. And then, of course, if it's provided, the expectation is it continues to be provided. It's a bit like carols. Everyone just sits and watches them now because band's
right.
So big. So what are some really great moments you've had, though, where you've dropped a track and it's just been sweet?
The best moments are always when it's really tight at the end. Like, you know, you got the last game was, you know, Hurricane Tomorrow by 6 balls, and that last over, like the stadium's just starting to unglue, you know, and no one's really sure. And then you're just playing just the hardest music you can, and people are just clapping till their hands are raw. Those moments are awesome. You could muck it up, but it's important to play the hardest thing you can, and they're always fun. They're always the most magic moments.
When you say the hardest thing, what do you mean? Like what kind of tunes?
Oh, things like real hard EDM, or like, you know, Wolf Mother or something by Zeppelin, or something that's just kind of really digs in, you know.
Is there one track that's just guaranteed that you go to if you know, is it We Will Rock You?
I have not yet played that. I think I think I've been spoiled, or maybe poisoned by basketball.
Okay.
But I haven't done it. Because whenever I talk about doing this job, people go, "Oh, yeah, We Will Rock You." And I think my private pride is that I never do it.
There are other ways.
There are other ways.
Do you have a go-to, though? If we're watching the Big Bash and this track drops, like, oh, yeah, Dean's gone for the Old Faithful here.
Oh, look, I mean, Start Me Up by the Stones is always one of those great end of over kind of things. And even playing, like, Tequila.
Oh, yeah.
On a day match. Totally. It's just that summer feel. Everyone just loosens up 100%.
Really, really nice. Is there a place, do you think, anywhere in Big Bash to just knock in a ballad?
No.
My Heart Will Go On, something like
it would be ironic.
As someone's leaving with a duck or something.
Well, you do get calls sometimes from you know, from Cricket Australia or from someone high up who says, you know, a little less of this, a little less of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because, you know, they think it's either too old or it's not their brand or doesn't, you know, it's not working with the crowd. And usually when the crowd's not really engaging or they're a bit flat, the first person to point the finger at will be me. Because I am kind of the mood maker, if you like.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's about kind of, you can't keep them up all the time because people just get a bit tired and need a bit of a sit down at some point in the match. So you've got to manage that and lift them up again.
See, that's where I think Whitney Houston could be really good. Not been done.
I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
You hear Whitney Houston at the next match, call Rick Goddard. Don't call me.
Do you get distracted by the game? Do you get involved in that way, or have you never?
I've come to associate my connection with the game with my job.
Yeah.
So everything about the game is what I'm doing.
So you watch people play cricket and you just hear tunes.
That's all I do.
You just human jukebox.
Except the test, because there's just a bit slow. Well, by comparison.
Yeah, sure.
It's a bit slow.
Yeah, maybe baroque music.
Perhaps.
For that. Yeah. Very good. It's great to talk to you, Dean.
Great fun. Thanks,
Rick. Look forward to seeing your work in the next match.
Yay. Yeah.